world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, coming to you from the bowels of the El Pacifico, marching inexorably toward freedom and a brighter future for mankind.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah! Jesus.
What is that? What are you taking the Lord's name?
Well, we thought we'd roll it out. We knew you were going to start the show with this jackass. Jeez. What do you mean, jackass? This is King Crimson. This guy sounds... Listen to this guy. He sounds like he took a... what do you call it? A tablet of LSD. Jesus H.
It is a little extreme, Phil. Can we...
Yeah, it scares me. It scares me.
Get out of here. You guys never heard King Crimson, huh? I wouldn't know King Crimson if he left me with a
Oh, my God!
I didn't say anything.
General, please, you're talking about being left with a crimson what? Like, a rash?
I was gonna go there, yes. King Crimson is... I know who he is. It's actually, it's a band.
Yeah, it's more than one guy.
What do you mean it's more than one? That wasn't King Crimson singing there?
No, that was just a guy.
I know it was a guy.
No, King Crimson is the band name. Like, it, you know, Jethro Tull, or they have a band called Bob Sugarman.
What band is that?
Well, it's a rock band.
I've never heard of that band.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Bob Sugarman?
No.
Well, boy, I feel sorry for you. Are you kidding, Phil? You were...
There's no Bob Sugarman.
Yes, there is. They haven't recorded yet. He's a member of my family. He's formed a band.
Well, is his name Bob Sugarman?
No. His name is Elliot Gray. He's Frank's nephew. And he started this band called Bob Sugarman. Bob Sugarman was a used car salesman that I guess... screwed him out of a good deal.
So I call him Bob Sugarman.
Yes, because Bob Sugarman, the name, reminds my nephew of the time he got, you know...
Took it up and giggled at a Wawa Bros.
Basically, yes. Got stuck for a good deal on a car. And so the name Bob Sugarman reminds him that he's dumb.
That he's dumb and he got screwed out of a good deal on a car.
Yes, excuse me for being redundant.
Well, it is a little redundant. So, all right, so I understand now.
Yeah, King Crimson was a band... Never mind. So welcome to the show, folks.
I mean, never mind.
Never mind, General. It's a band.
Well, it sounded like it was LSD-ridden. It sounded like the whole thing was ridden with the psilocybin, with the mushrooms.
Yeah, well, you know...
What are you going to do, man, huh? It was the era.
Yeah, okay, man. Okay, go ahead, man.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Hey, watch it.
Jeez. Boy, no sense of humor on this guy.
Did you go to the doctor today?
I'm going today, yes.
Oh, you haven't gone yet?
No, I have not gone yet. I was supposed to go yesterday.
Well, what happened yesterday?
I got to the doctor's office. Just so you guys know, I have a little problem, so I got to go see the doctor. And I got to the doctor's office, and he was still in surgery. So all of his appointments for that particular time, which was like 1:30 in the afternoon, had to be pushed back. So I rescheduled and...
All right. But you're going to be going today?
Yes, I'm going to go today.
What's wrong, Mr. Henry? You're not, you know, in bad shape or anything.
No, I'm not. I got up.
Yeah, he's got a little infection down there, huh?
Oh, my God.
No, look at General. When you say that, people think I got like VD, and I don't. It has something to do with a man's plumbing. Let's put it that way.
Holy Jesus.
But, Madam, you said you can't spring one?
What do you mean I can't spring one?
Yeah.
Yes, it's got nothing to do with that. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well, Phil, listen, we are concerned with your health, and I know that many of your listeners are. If you could be specific, if you're having a problem achieving an erection... Shut your hole, bud.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's real funny. No, I'm not. No, I'm not, and I'm not going to answer any other questions. But anyway, I'm going to go see the doc. I got a great doctor, and I don't want to... Well, I probably shouldn't say.
What?
Well, I saw when I was at the doctor's office today that one of his patients is a very famous cartoonist. And I better not.
No, I'm sorry, sir.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't. It would be...
It isn't ethical. I don't think you should let people know. I had our family doctor, Dr. Korsakoff, you know.
Yeah?
He has... One of his patients is Bill Gibbon, the great zoologist. Now, I blew it.
That's supposed to say.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said.
Bill Gibbon, huh?
So you think I'm lying?
Is that like a fake name?
No, it is not. His name is Bill Gibbon.
Well, what is his specialty, monkeys?
Fuck off.
Hey, Margaret.
No, fuck right off.
Hey, come on. Margaret, I'm screwing around.
Don't screw with my family.
That's not your family. That's,
Bill Gibbon.
That's your doctor.
Yes.
Come on, Margaret. I'm not going to be hollering at you.
I'm sitting down under protest.
All right, welcome to the show, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here, and thank God it's a Friday. Don't forget, tonight we have our BSP chat. That's at 9 o'clock Pacific. If you're a Backstage Pass member, you can come online on the website. You go to our homepage, and then you'll see at the bottom, log in, first of all, if you're a BSP. Then you'll see at the bottom a tab that says, click here for chat. And boom, that's it. And then you also, there's another box. What do you mean a box? No, there's a link on the homepage. When you log in, there'll be a link on the homepage for our video so you can see me as well as chat with me by opening up that box. This is another thing, part of our new design for the website that we're going to be changing a little bit, just making these things a bit more evident because I'm a firm believer.
Yes, we know, Phil, about the fewer clicks.
Yeah, you said about fewer clicks, but every time, like the one the last time you redid the website, man, it takes me like a million clicks to get places.
Yeah, it's like a million clicks.
Oh, bull crap.
A lot of people are saying it's a much more usable, but this new design should be very good.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. Nicely said. What is that about? God, what happened?
Yeah, it sounded like you're gagging up.
No, I'm not, but I'm not going to explain it because I get tired of doing that.
No, you just gagged up on something.
I did not gag up on anything. I said fan-cat-cake. I miss consonated or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, so here's the thing. With the new website, we will have, if you are a BSP right now, and I would suggest you get a Backstage Pass now, man, because guess what? The price is going up.
Well, I don't know if you want to announce that.
No, I'm telling people right now, while the old price is in place, while our current price of, is it $10.99 or whatever it is?
Yeah, $79.99. And
that's $79.99 for the year.
$79.99 for the year, and I think it's $10 or $9.99 for a month. That's our current price. And we've only raised that price once since 1999. I mean, that's almost 20 years, man. We've had one price increase. So I would suggest you get your BSP now. You'll be grandfathered in at that lower price. We got, like I said the other day on the show, we got people who are paying the old rate of $6.95.
Now, these are people that have been subscribers since the 1999.
Yeah, talk about a party like a 1999. You party of a 1999. Well,
Bud, don't try and turn it into a commercial when you don't know what you're talking about.
You party like it's 1999 if you have the old subscription price, but you can't because they've already raised the price once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyway, if you get in on the ground floor of this current price, when we do have to raise, and we have to, I mean, our budget, our overhead, man, through the ceiling on this thing, because as things get, you know, as it gets more competitive, as the world becomes a more complicated place with the threat of terrorism and everything.
You mean the threat of terrorism?
Well, you know, we have to raise the price. All right, so that's that. This is this. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
And Bob Bacon with the traffic out there, along with Sky Boy and Boyd Sweet Tan, Sky Baby, whatever.
Boyd Sweet Tan, Sky Baby is going to happen. Phil, right now, back out the Bob Freeway, we've got a outbound comp with the car for Lewiston, and they'll be there until probably about California High Patrol Tampa, and it's Tampa out there, straight, but in Tampa. That's one thing about it. Bob, it'll be Bobland and Bible Hill. We're going up there lower to Mountain. You're going to see that 53Z of the 453. That's 453 Public Mountain, and get out there. Tonight at 11 o'clock on Channel 13, but I have to see, and a scatman front has got a pot. His brains are scattered all over the road. Let's go to the Sky Boy.
Hi, Mama. Got this fellow, Sam, and there's right now, it's John Shamlin. Ed Shamlin with a T-Sans and getting hair shampoo. Little boy, Sky Baby, Sweet Dad.
Say, is the bus stopping? Never mind.
Michael's Jewelry presents the Grand Succulent Diamond to end all diamonds. This beautifully cut 58,000 carat beautiful diamond will sit in our window. Can you afford it? You, any of you out there? Of course not. But it's an example of the kind of work we do. That beautiful giant diamond, actually made of glass, something that Bill Zeffen, who is one of our glass cutters, not a diamond cutter, created. We don't sell diamonds. What we sell is chandeliers. I'm sorry, I lied.
Go to Boyd Chandeliers in the Coppinger Mall. They don't sell diamonds, it's just cut glass. Boyd Chandeliers.
If you see someone walk up to you and go, look, diamonds, it's because we think your IQ is less than 30. Then please inform us, no, you're not an idiot and you know it's glass.
Boyd Chandeliers in the Coppinger Mall. How many times has this happened to you? falling on your ass down 5 flights of stairs. Why? Because the rug fell out from underneath you. Now get Bill Patchen's Sturdy Carpet. Sturdy Carpet is one of a kind. It sticks to the floor and doesn't move around. No more free-floating rugs for you when you get Bill Patchen's Sturdy Carpet. You get the Bill Patchen guarantee that you'll be stuck on that rug for weeks at a time, maybe never even getting anything to drink or eat. Bill Patchen's Sturdy Carpet. Stick it with Bill. I'm Bill Patchen. I guarantee you'll be stuck with my rug. By the way, Bill wears a rug, and it's stuck. Stick it with Bill.
Yeah! And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Gloria Grover is the mother of Larry Grover, and Larry is one of our longtime contributors. And Gloria sometimes comes on and gives us her opinion of different things in the news. We've got some crazy stuff in the news these days, Gloria, and one of them is Kellyanne Conway. I know you don't often comment on political matters, but the story as it came down to us most recently, Kellyanne Conway, she's the Donald Trump, what's she do?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah, or anyone.
Well, no, Kellyanne Conway.
I've got it, Mark. Kellyanne Conway is President Trump's senior advisor, one of the senior advisors.
That is correct. Now, what happened was, well, why don't you tell the story?
Well, that's what I was,
That's why she's on.
I understand that, but I got to find a way to... You're doing a good job. The general's doing a good job.
Oh, you're there, Phil. Hi, Phil. It's Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. All right, well, let me ask you, dear.
I'll ask. The question is, will you go ahead and explain it?
Yes, that's what I want to ask. What happened was, Hillary Clinton made the biggest mistake of her life when she tried to troll Trump.
She trolled Trump's account.
Yes, thank you, bud. She trolled Trump's account, and after the appeals court ruled against Donald Trump yesterday on the immigration ban, she simply tweeted 3-0, and she tweeted it at Donald Trump. Kellyanne Conway came back with what I thought was a wonderful rejoinder, retort, which was, yeah, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and I think there was one other...
Well, it was one other state that was supposed to go blue, and it did not.
Right, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, South Dakota.
Well, we can find out what it is, but she tweeted out 3 states.
Yeah, she tweeted 3 states, and it was a real zinger. And it made Hillary Clinton look, I think, a bit foolish, like she didn't really understand. She couldn't do one of these flame war or a Twitter flame war.
All right, so when you say doing a Twitter, explain to people out there that don't know these terms, trolling. What does that mean?
Well, trolling is when you jump on someone's feed. You know, you say something to someone just to kind of get them angry. They may be talking to other people, and you jump in the thread, and you say, yes, well, you know, this and that. For instance, when Trump was talking about the ruling, Hillary Clinton jumped in and said, yeah, we're 3-0, meaning the Democrats or the anti-Trump people were 3-0.
All right, and forget about whether you're pro or con Trump or whether you're pro or con Clinton. That was a pretty dumb move, you're thinking.
Oh, I'm not. Everyone knows it was a dumb move. She looked like a dumbass. Excuse my language.
But she didn't look too smart. She's going to say 3-0.
Exactly. I think she was hoping for a response from President Trump, and she didn't get that.
Well, can I give an opinion here?
I'm not done yet. When I'm done, I would love to hear. I'm sorry, Margaret.
All right. She's...
Well, no, but when I'm done. But my sense here is the following thing. I think that Donald Trump... may not be the greatest tweeter he can really say some dumb thing, but when you get zinged by the Kellyanne Conway, who no one likes, even people in Trump's camp don't like her. I don't like her. I'm not a Trump supporter. Larry is. Larry's here, and he's fuming a little bit. So
why?
Because it's not.
I don't care, mother.
Well, he says he doesn't care, but you're interviewing me.
Well, I mean, we could get him on here.
No, I don't have to get him on.
Why can't I?
Because I'm being interviewed, Larry. You come anywhere near this phone, and things will happen. You won't believe what happens, even while it's happening.
Jeez.
Phil.
Well, there's no need for that.
Yeah, well, yes, there was need for that.
Let me, if I may jump in, speaking of jumping in, this zinger, as you call it, when Trump said to her...
No, Trump didn't say it was Kellyanne Conway.
Well, who was she trolling?
She was trolling Donald Trump, but Kellyanne Conway saw the comment.
And she came on the line and sort of defended Trump there.
All right, well, I don't get the whole... You know what, I've got a Twitter account, and I rarely use it, because I don't understand it. She's... For love or money.
Not that tough, General, but you put in some very interesting comments.
Oh, yeah, right. I bore myself with that damn thing.
Well, all you need to do is, for instance,
I don't want to know right now, okay?
Yeah, we're not talking about General Galen Shaw's Twitter account. We're talking about Kellyanne Conway and Hillary Clinton.
All right, well, so let me just tell everybody we're talking to Gloria Grover.
Are you all right, Phil? Because you went to... Are you okay?
I'm okay. And if you haven't heard...
Phil, don't start talking to me like I'm a member of... like I'm one of the mental deficients that sit there on your panel.
Excuse me?
I'm not talking about you, Margaret.
Excuse me?
I'm not talking about you, General.
Excuse me?
Oh, come on.
Will you just... I'm sorry, Gloria. I didn't mean to talk to you that way.
All right, I'm just saying. I want to tell people... if you want to interrupt me and ask a question, do it with respect.
What did he do? Did Henry disrespect you?
No, Larry, he didn't. I don't need you to... I get you involved in this phone call and it'll turn into a cluster bang.
God almighty, Mother, watch your language.
Did I say the word fuck? I said the word...
Okay.
What'd you do?
I just hung up on her, call her back, but that's my way of telling people to watch the language around here.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, that's kind of dumb.
Phil, what's the point? They're going to say these words. That's just my way.
Yeah, Gloria, yeah, you said F, and Mr. Henry hung up. Yeah.
What a douchebag.
Hey, I'm on the line here.
I'm sorry, Phil, but for Christ... Larry's sitting here jaw-jacking. I'm trying to get... No worry.
Mother, you should never have said that.
Well, then don't bug me, Larry. Don't bug me, Larry. So, you know what? Or I'm going to get angry, Larry, and you wouldn't like me very much when I...
Yeah, okay, Hulk.
What? What does that mean?
Can we continue?
I'm sorry.
All right, we have Gloria Grover on the line with us, Larry Grover's mother. She's also a...
Well, you went like this, Larry Grover's mother.
Jesus, ain't you slobbered like you were the Elephant Man.
I was just about to say, it reminded me of John Hurt.
Okay!
Oh, my God.
You made Mother cry.
I'm not crying. I'm pretending to cry.
May I ask a question?
Yes?
Not talking to you, Larry.
Sorry.
What do you want, Phil?
What I want is the following thing. So you're talking about Kellyanne Conway zinging Hillary Clinton, and that was a good zing. What were the three states again?
I don't know. I can get the story, but she said when Hillary Clinton said 3-0, Kellyanne Conway said, you're right. Here it is here. She said Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And that was a real zingerousky.
Because those were blue states that went red.
Blue states that went red. I think that... Well, I think she needed to have a comeback. And that, for those of us who are, Hillary Clinton supporters, she should have had a much better, she should have had some kind of a comeback.
But she didn't have anyone at all, did she?
She did not. No, she should have had some comeback.
You know, can I give an opinion on that? Because sometimes when people are, you know, going back and forth, it's better just to let it go, you know?
What do you mean, let it go?
Well, that means you're giving someone the last word, Phil. So what? Let them have the last word. Sometimes their last word just hangs there like a fart.
Hey, you know what? Phil's right. Sometimes you give them the last word and they sort of hang themselves because the last thing they say is complete jackassery. You know?
That's one way of thinking it, but that you can't let that go unresponded to because it was a real zingerooski. I mean, she really zapped her with that one. And made her look like 100 yards of jackfall. So I was thinking about some comebacks.
No, I was going to say, which ones?
Well, something could, you know, a quick, something that is very, you need something slick. So she says 3-0, Kellyanne Conway says yes, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And then you come back with, it looks like you're wearing your gorilla suit today. You see, because there was a picture of her there.
Well, that sounds childish.
Oh, no. Why, you say it sounds childish? Why?
I think it sounds childish.
Why?
Well, I see you're wearing... It's mocking her looks.
It's making fun of her looks. This was on a level where she's talking about a court ruling, and Kellyanne Conway came back with an election, and then you get personal with her looks?
How, I don't understand how at...
Mother, why would you say that... Elliot,
Larry, sit down, Larry, and shut it up. Shut it off and shut it down. Your mouth, Larry, is like an engine. It's like a dragster's engine, just blah, 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 blah. And the green light, Larry, is never coming on.
Mother.
The green light's never coming on, Larry. You'll sit there and idle.
All right, so...
So what I'm saying, the all right, that can you think of a comeback?
I would say this. She says 3-0, meaning you've lost three, Donald. And then Kellyanne came back with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And then Hillary should respond with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. What is that? Is that where you go...
Yeah, okay, is that where you go to sell your body?
What an asshole.
Hey, get it! Rick! There's anything to say!
Well, I didn't say that, did I?
I've got to agree with Margaret on that, but that was just pure ass... It was assholery.
What are you... You know, how about this? How about if she just doesn't go on Twitter?
Oh, you have to go on Twitter. You must go on Twitter. That's where all the latest news is.
Yeah, go on Twitter, General. That's where everybody is.
What do you mean that's where everybody is? I can go down here to the VFW. I can go down to any number of places and sit down. Any Denny's at 7 o'clock in the morning, I can find a table full of guys, friends of mine or what have you, and sit down and chew the fat. What the hell? What?
Oh, General, you know, that's you and your army buddies. I'm talking about people today, the contemporary crowd.
General, you must have a Twitter account to talk about the
Get account. Oh, that's right.
Yes, I said, did you... He criticized me for saying a word the right way.
I just missed me.
You just missed you?
All right, so while the two of you are playing paddle it...
I'm not playing paddle it.
Well... What say, Gloria?
What's that?
What do you have to say? What would be your rejoinder?
Well, I told you I'd say something like, you got your gorilla suit on, but if you don't like that, here's what I would say. She'd say 3-0, and then Kellyanne says, yeah, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and then you come back with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and 3 million more votes than your boy. Oh, oh, you know?
Well, I got to admit, Phil,
no one's asking you, Larry.
You know what? I'll take Larry's side on that. That ain't bad.
Well, it's not bad, but it's very wordy.
It's a little long, yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, 3-0, and then she said Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and then you say Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan minus 3 million votes what Hillary got.
Minus 3 million votes that Hillary got.
Well, however you say it.
Well, I can tell you.
What do you
here? I just want to say, Mr. Henry, thanks for having Mother on.
He's not, you know, humoring me, Larry. He wanted me and me alone.
We just wanted to have Gloria's take on it.
Yes. You don't have to explain. I want to say, I think that's not a bad comeback. Is it minus 3 million? Did you say plus 3 million?
No, it's by Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and 3 million shy of the big win.
Well, he won, so constitutionally... It won't make any difference. It may zing her, but, you know.
All right, we're talking with Gloria Grover. Larry Grover is also on the line with us here about this little Twitter war that happened between Kellyanne Conway and Hillary Clinton. And our number is, what is our number?
That's 855-500-7445.
855-500-7445. Are you sure?
No.
Anyway, that's our number, so we'll take some phone calls from you here for just the brief. And then later on, Raj Fanin, Chris Norton, and Jeff Dowd will be on the line. All right, let's go to Mavis from Southgate. Hey, Mavis, you're on the Phil Henry Show. How you doing, dear?
Phil, I'm doing well, and I want to talk to Gloria. Gloria, how are you? Hello, Mavis. You're talking about Hillary Clinton trying to zing Kellyanne Conway's the real deal. She is badass. Excuse my language. She is a bad, bad girl, you know. Well, I don't think she's the real deal from the standpoint of one-upping Hillary Clinton on Twitter. I think she's got it all going on. She's a spokeswoman for Donald Trump. As you know, I voted for Donald Trump. Now, I may regret my vote until the day I die, but I'm having fun right now listening to everyone flipping their lid on this.
You know a good comeback that Hillary Clinton might have had for Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah, here's a good comeback for Hillary Clinton. I'm deleting my account, and I'm leaving town on the 8:15. You know, deleting her account and leaving town. What? Yeah, I'm just joking around. No, but you mentioned she's deleting her account. I would Hillary Clinton. You want to come back for the? Well, first of all, she said 3-0. I know she said 3-0, and then Kellyanne Conway said Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then you want Hillary Clinton to do a comeback. That's correct. Her comeback would be, for me, I'd say, I'm deleting my account and I'm leaving town on the 8:15. Is that a bus?
All right, Mavis, thank you very much for your phone call, and thank you very much, Gloria, for joining us.
I wasn't the record to show. I didn't say anything.
We know, but Mavis was getting bugged there, so...
Well, I feel that this is an incomplete phone call.
No, this is a perfect phone call. There is no comeback. And maybe Mavis is right. Maybe what Hillary should have said was, I'm deleting my account and leaving town on the 8:15, whatever that is.
But I'm checking bus schedules right now, Mr. Henderson. I don't see one.
I don't think she was being literal. Oh, baby.
Not being literal.
What are you talking about? That's my aunt.
Well, was she being literal?
Yeah. She must know there's either a bus or a train.
We got her on the phone now.
She called back?
Yeah. Hey, Mavis. Yeah, you can't do a dirty word.
I didn't do a dirty word, Dick. We're not deaf. So I hung the phone up.
She hung up.
Okay.
Out here, the 8:15, I'm talking, there's an 8:15 shuttle out of North Hollywood. That's the orange line. And you take that to the metro station and get the metro and go all the way to Amtrak and Oxnard and take that up the Coast Starlight. Okay? So, yeah, there is an 8:15.
Yeah, I knew there would be.
All right, cool. That's all. And you know what? I'm getting tired of.
All right, Gloria.
She gone?
She's gone. Gloria, thank you.
Thank you very much, dear.
And Gloria, look, I'm not sure we got anything accomplished here, but it's interesting to hear your take on Twitter.
Well, I know you don't respect the general, but as long as you have a Twitter account, you should use it wisely and not use it just to say dumbass stuff.
But I don't think I say dumbass stuff.
Well, I have to be...
I'd have to agree with Mother on that one, General.
No one cares.
Oh, my God.
No one cares.
All right, thanks very much, not Mavis.
My name, man.
No, my mother, Mavis.
My name is Gloria...
And there's Gloria Grover, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
You know what? They're talking about zinging somebody, and I don't think... If it was Kellyanne Conway, sounds like she got the best of the deal.
Well, it's very difficult to admit, but yes, I would say that. And the second thing is, I don't care.
All right, well, we'll try to find something that you care about here. We also have coming up here next, Raj Fanin. We haven't heard from Raj.
Yeah, Raj Fanin, he's going to have his son Todd on, too.
Yeah, that's great, bud.
Jesus.
Well, he is.
All right, so Raj Fanin and his son Todd will be coming on, and they're going to talk about watching the Atlanta Falcons. Apparently, they were big, big Falcon boosters, and the Falcons losing was a family scandal or a family problem. That's coming up next. We got Chris Norton later on talking about some statements that he made in Bone Weekly.
This is an adult film journalist, something like that.
And then Jeff Dowder with Wasted on the Way, the latest on the party casualties of the NFL and beyond. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
I want to show you this handy spray-on. It's a spray-on like you've never seen. Are you sick and tired of being bleached out, looking white and pale like you never get any sun? This is the Donald Trump bottle of tan. Yes, it's Trump in a can. Trump in a can. Trump in a can. We'll give you the Trump tan. Trump in a can gives you the Trump tan, or you can get your money back. Trump in a can. Would you like to be orange? Not too many people would like to be, except the President of the United States has popularized that shade. With Trump in a can, you can be orange. You probably would rather be maybe a mocha mix, but orange will do. Yes, Trump in a can gives you the same coloration as our beloved president. Orange from tip top to all the way down. We even throw in the pubic spray, making your pubic hair, yes, excuse us for using that kind of language, orange. Trump in a can, the new tan from Cavco Industries. Try Trump in a can, available at Metzger's department stores. This is General Galen Shaw for the world famous Phil Henry Show, Backstage Pass. Now, you heard Phil elocuting quite elegantly a few moments ago on the Backstage Pass, so I don't think we need much more sell than that. Simply go to our website, philhenryshow.com, from wherever it is you are right now. You may be on the website, and sign up for either a year or a month of a beautiful, beautiful relationship, a working relationship with the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You will have it all, and you'll have it all at your fingertips. That's the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Get one now before prices skyrocket in another 30 days.
Not skyrocket.
I'm trying to sell it, man, all right?
The Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Get it today.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We are very, very happy to have Raj Fanin with us. And it's been a long time, Raj, since we talked to you and your son, Todd. And we know that you're sports fans in that family. Todd is just getting to know American sports, isn't he?
Well, yes. First of all, Todd was born in America.
No, I know that, but he's always been sort of divorced from American culture, right?
Well, that is Todd's choice because, you know, he is proud of his Egyptian roots. He's proud of his Arab roots, and we want not to dissuade him from that. But we try to encourage for him to look at the sport and make up his own mind.
And so you watch the Super Bowl. What other sports does he like to watch?
Well, I took him to see L.A. Dodger, two, 3 years.
How old is Todd now?
Todd is 9 years old now.
Oh, so he's still very young.
Yeah, but I took him to see Dodger, and he was excited. He said, "Daddy, I'm so excited." And Todd, come here. He said, "Todd,
we need to tell people, Raj, that your son insists on speaking Arabic and not English."
Yeah, it's a point of pride for him. He loves his roots. He loves his culture. He loves America. He was born in America, so he feels that he owes America allegiance. But he loves the It's the toilet. Get down to my line.
I don't want to understand.
No, I understand. So I'm going to tell the people. You don't know you're here.
I don't understand.
Don't talk like a dick. I'm sorry, Phil.
So let's watch. I'm always telling people to watch their language.
I know. I'm sorry, but he got out of hand.
Well, what did the boy say?
General, let me just... what he said was basically he went to see Dodger because Daddy took you to see Dodger, right? I speak English now, I thought. I forget it. Just sit down. Dad, I took him to see Dodger. Dodger 3 years ago. Dodger lost 11-0.
Oh God, that was a rout.
That was bad, huh?
Yeah, it was bad. He cried. He said, "Daddy, why would you do this to me? Why do you take me to see this?" And he cried and he cried, and I felt ashamed of myself. And I felt I lowered my head and I lowered my eyes, and I was ashamed before my people, ashamed before my family, that I would shame my son to take him to see a Dodger.
What do you mean, take him to see the Dodgers? He saw the Dodgers lose 11-0?
Yes, that is true.
Well, that's not a shameful thing. If anything, the Dodgers shame themselves.
Yes, but I took my son to say, to go see the baseball, to see. He must go to see, you know?
What does it mean, to see? See, this is a problem that I have.
General, you are a member of American military establishment. I don't expect you to have sympathy.
I have all kinds of sympathy. I just don't understand this cadence, to see. What does that mean?
I took him to see. To see the Dodger.
All right, see, it's...
General, I'll handle it, okay, if you don't mind.
Let Phil talk to me. He'll handle it.
Oh, okay, he'll handle it.
You handle what you handle.
Wait, what did that kid say? Come on, General. What did the kid say?
He said, "Babe, when you said you'll handle it, the kid, you know..." Shut up, Todd.
Talk about spanking it.
Is the kid talking about spanking it, yes or no?
I am not going to say...
Look, General, let it go, man. If you don't mind, just let it go. We're talking to Raj Fanin. Hey, Raj, so what about the Super Bowl, man? Did you have a similar experience?
That's what I want to hear about.
The Super Bowl, well, yes, was similar because I said to Todd, you remember when Daddy took you to Dodger? And also I took him to see a duck.
Talk about the Anaheim Ducks?
Yes, yes, right. I took him to see Anaheim Duck. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened at that game?
They got blown out. They got blown out. And Todd, I'm sorry.
Well, what are you bawling for, you know?
It's a disgraceful thing in my culture. In the Arab culture, it's a disgrace to take your son to see the hockey game, which is not a sport that we enjoy in the Arab world, so it's the first time. And for me to take my son the first time to see the hockey, to see the hockey, you know.
There he goes again with the to see. That's all I'm saying.
General, please, you know.
General, that's just the way the guy talks. Well, all right, this way you talk. And you said it's a disgrace to go see a duck?
To see the Anaheim Duck.
It's the hockey team. Oh, all right.
General, try to keep up, all right?
All I know is the kid was asking me if I was gripping it, and that part really pissed me off.
He's not going to say anymore, but we're trying to finish the point that I'm making here.
All right, so you went to, you didn't go, you watched the Super Bowl.
We watched Super Bowl. Todd.
Hello.
So you watched the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was a disappointment again. He said it's like to see the Dodger. It was like it when we saw the duck just got wiped out, you know.
Well, and why was that? Because you were rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, we rooted for the Atlanta Falcons and the Patriot New England. And Todd said to me, he said, Daddy, why do you make me?
Daddy.
Yeah, Todd, he said, why you make me root for a Falcon? Why couldn't I root for Patriot? He did not want to root for Patriot because it looked like America flag and he looked hegemonous. And it looked as if it was a hegemony and, geopolitical control of the Arab world.
What are you talking about, geopolitical? All it is a football team.
Yeah, but they had the flag on the helmet, everything. Yeah, Todd says it looked like a geopolitical takeover. It looked like some kind of a frame-up. And he'd rather they root for the team with the bird on the helmet. And we were repaid for our loyalty to the team with the bird. The birdman. Atlanta Falcon. We were repaid for our loyalty. And they got their ass kicked. These bastards. They go on the field.
Now, when you say bastard...
No, I'm just saying these guys, that's how he says. Yeah, these bastards, they come out of the locker room, and the bastard takes the ball, and the first thing that he does, and then they give it up.
When you say these bastards, what are you talking about?
Talking about the Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, that's not a nice thing.
We don't usually use the word bastard for man. I know that you don't mean it pejoratively.
No, I don't. It's just that... that's right. At halftime, when the Atlanta team, they lead 25 points, and then these monkeys come out. The monkeys come out of the locker room, and these chump change monkey. They're the chump change.
Now, who the hell's that? You're calling the Atlanta Falcons chump change monkeys? You're basically saying.
Well, who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for the New Orleans or the New Orleans. No, the New England Saints.
Who?
The New England Patriots. Yes, the New England Patriots.
Then what do you care what happened to the Atlanta Falcon? You don't care what happened to Falcon.
I just don't like them being called a bunch of monkeys.
Well, that's what they were to me. Todd, what do you think? Yeah, Todd says they look like that bunch of chump change jokers come out and a 25-point lead, and they blew it. They blew it, you know.
I don't know. Blew it. I don't know what kind of they blew it.
Yeah, they blew it.
All right, they blew it. We're very sorry that the game did not meet your standards.
Miss Gray, what do you... You sound like some hegemonous, ugly American.
I'm not being an ugly American. I'm just saying that you're rubbing it in enough about how bad the game was. I very highly doubt that it traumatized the boy all that much.
Well, you don't know, Miss Gray.
You don't know my son.
You know, maybe the kid was looking forward to the game.
Get a load of you, Robert. All of a sudden you're siding with...
Well, what about it, Robert? You haven't gone Muslim, have you?
What are you talking about? I'm excited with it.
All right, knock it off.
Robert, are you Muslim?
No, I ain't Muslim. I'm damn Southern Baptist, if you want to know the truth.
All right, fine. But thank you. You seem to have sympathy.
I got sympathy that everybody here is jaw-jacking this thing the wrong way.
Well, how we got to be saying it?
Just come out. A man wants to root for the team he wants to root for. Bunch of chump change monkeys. Who cares?
Oh, my God. You call me chump change.
What is that?
Atlanta Falcon was a chump change to come out of the... These monkeys come out...
Yeah, we know. The monkeys came out of the locker room, and they blew a 25-point lead.
That's exactly correct, Mr. Hendry. And for all of the slop... Oh, man, you know...
Let's take a phone call here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Steve, wow! Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Mr. Henry, it's Steve Bozell. How are you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Great. Hey, Raj, it's Stephen Bozell. You and I have spoken a couple of times. I don't know if you remember.
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't remember? We got a really big argument.
I don't know who you are.
Okay, and I told your kid to shut up?
No, I don't know.
All right, well, I want to jump on here right now and say, just like what Mr. Henry was saying, when you say the Atlanta Falcons look like a bunch of chump monkeys, you know. Please don't speak Arab when you're talking to me.
I'm talking to my son, that's all. I'm just talking to my son.
When you say that the Atlanta Falcons come on and look monkified.
What do you mean monkified?
You're talking about the Falcons.
Who were you rooting for, sir?
I was rooting for the New England Patriots.
But then why do you care? What do you care? What, the Falcons are nothing to you. They're nothing to you. My son thought. He says they're nothing.
I'm talking to you, sir. I'm not talking to the child. I'm talking to you, not talking to the child.
You don't have to know that.
My son.
I said, sir, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the child. No, I'm not talking to the child.
All right, Steve, let me jump in. Let's just have you and Steve talk, Raj, if you don't mind.
Sure, you know, it's fine with me. I don't care. All right, so. Oh, here's my point. Those are hardworking Americans, and when we have immigration, unlimited immigration, that has everybody coming in.
I'm here legally, sir, for the last 10 years. I own a business in San Fernando Valley.
Are you an American citizen, yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Well,
Todd says, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? What's that got to do with the price of a big fat...
Yeah, what's that got to do? You're going to say a big fat joint.
Well, it's a good... A joint?
He's going to say a big fat... Well...
All right, I'll tell you. I've worked my ass off trying to make a way for my life and my kids, and I can't get it done. And here you are, you own a...
Hey, Steve, you own a construction company. You're doing okay.
I know I am, but I want to make it sound...
Yeah, but it's okay.
What'd he say?
He wants to know who you root for.
I said I rooted for the New England Patriots.
He's singing a song. He says, you got a doo-doo head. Your head is made of the doo-doo.
Oh, is that? My head's made of the doo-doo. God damn it, man. You know, Henry, I wish you'd get your guests under control.
What is your point of calling?
Oh, my God. I'm a white man, and you're...
Thank you very, very much, Steve Bozell, for that call.
You back? Right.
Oh, you had that guy on the phone. That guy is racist. He's racist.
I got to apologize for that. That is very unlike Steve.
I can't believe that a man would speak that way. Todd says, you have that man on? That's Stephen Bozell who wets his pants every time someone looks cross-eyed at him.
Sometimes he does, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no sweat. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, okay, no harm. I still resent that, and I want to, it made very clear to Mr. Bozell, and I hear that ever again.
You know what? I think his mind got away from him. I think Steve's one of those people that sort of keeps it so buried that when he gets angry, it finally comes out.
Well, I resent that. As much as I may take exception to what Mr. Fadine's saying.
Are you guys done with me? Because
we're still talking here.
All right, fine, God.
Yeah, well, I love.
Todd says you guys, Todd's sitting there saying, you guys are just gas-bagging it. And
no, go ahead, General. Well, I'm not gas-bagging anything, son.
Well, that's not the way Todd sees it.
I don't care how Todd sees it. Jeez.
Can the General finish?
I love this some kid named Todd who doesn't speak any English. All I'm saying is, I think that I was going to stand up for you and say that I'd...
You forgot what you were saying. That's the problem. See, I knew you could not really be that much on our side. Yeah, Todd says you couldn't be that much on our side if you forget the very thing that you want to say to defend me. So you can see, Mr. Henry...
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I had to just... Thank you very much, Raj. And Steve, again...
I talked to Steve Bozell. He was... Very, very sorry, and he's on line two.
Steven, hey, listen, man, I can't have that. You understand?
I'm sorry. I got frustrated.
What did you mean talking to a white man?
A lot of my upbringing, a lot of my background in Tennessee, I never talked that way normally, but the guy
really got your goat, huh?
Yeah, he got my goat.
But the fact that that is even in your mental vocabulary, the fact that that's something you'd go to, man, you got to start thinking your life again.
Are you kidding me, Mr. What am I going to go back and... Look, I said what I said. I'm sorry I said it.
I ain't going to go through a big, long song and a dance and a how do you do.
Well, I mean, so in other words, you want to insult me?
I'm not insulting you, Robert. I didn't talk to you.
We're talking about a band's skin color.
Oh, I said, oh, God.
Hey, Steve, there's only so much, you know, feeling sorry for you.
I tell you that right now.
All right, we got to get going. I appreciate you calling, and, you know, we have great affection for you.
Got to call. The lines are lighting up a little bit on this one. We got line four.
All right, who do we got? Austin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Turner, I'm going to call up here. I want to take a little exception here to you. You're jumping all over Basel.
Yeah, my name is Steve Bozell, Austin, Mr. Marker, right?
Yeah,
Steve Bozell.
Have we met?
Yes, we have several times because you worked on a couple of jobs. You do cabinet work, right?
Yeah, I do. I do kitchen work.
Yeah, you worked on two or three of my jobs.
And what's your name again?
My name is Steve Bozell.
I'm sorry. I don't remember you. Man, you must not be very memorable. And I don't mean that to insult you.
Oh, no, not much.
I did call in.
What are you agreeing with?
I'm not agreeing with anything. I don't think the man should say what he said. But I don't think you should jump down his throat because he's an American. And the kid that he was talking to was a little tiny kid. I have no problem with Raj Fanin. The problem I got is with that kid who won't even speak English, even though he knows how.
Well, see right there, Mr. Aaron, that's a good point.
Well, you know something, that's the child's choice, and it's an educational choice that Raj is backing up. I don't know what the problem would be with the two of you.
I'm just saying, well, the problem's this. Steve said, you know, that he took exception to Phil not backing a white man, and that's wrong. I understand that's wrong. But, Phil, when you're backing up Mr. Fanin, his son, Todd, isn't speaking English, and it's all a bunch of la-la-la-la-la, you know?
Yeah, I didn't understand what the kid was saying, so...
You weren't even talking to the kid. You're talking to the father.
Well, but the kid kept jumping in, and it was driving me nuts. Listen to the kid going, yeah, we got to record it. My wife recorded a little bit of that.
We heard the recording. We were right here.
Shut it up! Turn it off. That was me.
What was that? What did we just hear there?
That was me. I flipped out. Play it again, honey. Play the recording of that the punk kid.
This is you on the tape?
It's the punk kid on the tape, and then it's me. Shut that thing off! Now, you heard that, right? That was me flipping my lid.
Okay, so you have an emotional problem.
I don't have an emotional problem. The kid was flipping me out.
Obviously, the kid was driving him to it, Mr. Hendry. And I think that...
You cannot blame a child for driving you to anything. It was your choice to, as you say, flip your lid.
I was not intending on flip. Play it again, honey.
How many times we got to hear this?
Well, listen to this one. I want to eat my own face. All right, you heard me there say that I wanted to eat my own face. Now,
thank you very much. That was whoever the hell that was. That was who was that guy?
Austin Marka.
Steve, what can I tell you, man? Thanks for calling, but, you know, I don't want to hear that again.
All right, well, I'm sorry about saying what I said about what, but I said you should defend me. I didn't mean to say why won't you defend a white man? I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean,
yeah, we won't believe you when we see it.
What do you mean you'll believe me when you see it?
When we see it, we'll believe it.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Stephen Bozell, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. What a show, man.
One of the weirdest shows that I've ever seen in my life, or heard in my life, or witnessed in my life, or felt, or...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Chris Norton coming up.
Now, what did he do?
He gave an interview to Bone Weekly.
He gave an interview to Bone Weekly? What the...
Be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Norton. Stick around, because I'm going to be an S on the Phil Hendry Show.
4 days only, it's Oogerson's with great deals on bedding, on spreads, on everything you need for the bedroom and more. Oogerson's. 3 days left in the big Oogerson's sale. Everything you need for the bedroom and the bathroom. Oogerson's. Go to Oogerson's on the Twin Tail Trails. Oogerson's with bedspreads, with sheets, all kinds of towels, all kinds of dainty things for the bathroom as well, plus bathroom spray and bedroom spray, and delouse your bedroom sheets once a week. That's Oogerson's on the Twin Train Trail with Twin Pond. Oogerson's. At the sound of the horn, you're at Oogerson's.
Oogerson's, with the finest in bedding and bath mats. Oogerson's. Why go anywhere else? I can give you 6 reasons.
Oogerson's.
Ah!
Ah! Yeah!
Is this part of the commercial?
What do you think?
Oh, ooh, that's ugly.
Hello, I'm Dan Rather.
And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back. We thought we'd roll a little bit of this disco for you. I'm not a... Obviously, I think most of you know that I am not one of these people. I don't look at porn. I'm not interested in it. Although Chris Norton has a rather contemporary look at what is happening in the world of adult films right now. He joins us on our newsmaker line from Redondo Beach. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the program.
Hey, Chris, so you made a comment in, what is this magazine?
It's called Bone Weekly?
Yeah, I was interviewed in Bone Weekly by Ted Kugat. And he is, Ted Kugat's one of the top adult film, probably adult film journalists in the business today.
Hey, Bone Weekly! I think we get the idea.
I didn't start the magazine.
All right, so he interviews you in Bone Weekly, and you made some comments about the First Lady.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was talking about my next movie, which is called Norton Mountain. And Norton Mountain, I don't know if you know this or not, Mr. Henry, but it's based on the song, the country song called Wooverton Mountain. And the reason why I picked that is because it talks about climbing a mountain for to get, you know, accessible experience. And because knowing Chris Norton, to know me is to want to have sex, or to know me is to be attracted to the sex, I thought this would be a good name for a movie.
As you know, Chris, this is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
As you know, I don't understand anything you say. I don't know who you are, and I sure as hell don't know why Phil has you on this show morning, noon, and night. However, having said that, can you illustrate what you mean by this Wolverton Mountain?
Well, it's a song by Claude King, right?
I don't know anything about it, but we use it to... yeah, here it is, here. And I'll, you know, they say don't go on a Norton Mountain if you're looking for the cess. Melania Trump.
All right, man, just hold on for a minute. Just turn that down.
Well, you cut it off, man.
What the hell is that song about?
It's the movie that I'm going to make.
The movie you're going to make is called Norton Mountain, but it's about the song Wolverton Mountain.
What are you talking about, man? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just telling you, if you change the lyrics, okay, change the lyrics of Wolverton Mountain to Norton Mountain.
Okay, so you're up on top of Norton Mountain.
That's right, and it's about, and when I gave the interview to Bone Weekly, I did not try to disrespect the First Lady. That's not what I was trying to say.
But I've got the quote right here, Chris. It says that Mr. Norton, when asked, would Melania Trump climb Norton Mountain, Mr. Norton said, with her hiking boots on.
Oh, yeah. And because one of the things I said in a lot of...
That is very disrespectful.
I'm sorry, but a lot of what I've said in a lot of the movies that I've been in, it's kind of one of my phrases, is I say, well, you climb it. And in the movie... I'm at the top of Norton Mountain. I'm like in a shack. I'm in a log cabin. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
And, oh, God, man, I'm...
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. All right, so I'm in a log cabin.
General, did you just say something?
I said yeah.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead.
So I'm in a log cabin, and up the side of Norton Mountain comes Melania Trump. And I'm like, and as she gets to the top, I go, oh, you want to climb it? And she starts singing this song. She goes, yeah, like this. They say, obviously, I'm not Melania Trump, so I can't sing it.
Well, I have the lyrics here.
Yeah, if you could sing it there, Ms. Gray, I'd appreciate it because it would...
All right, get the song going again, but...
You got to start with Wolverton Mountain.
It's called Norton Mountain, man.
The song is Wolverton Mountain. Go ahead.
All right, these are the lyrics.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah.
All right.
They say don't go on Norton Mountain if you're looking to climb it big. God damn it.
Well, I mean...
Hold on. Because Chris Norton
has a pretty young daughter.
Has something the size of the Eiffel Tower.
No, it's the wrong lyrics.
Oh, I've got it right here. Start it again, will you? There's all these references.
I crossed all those out about how big...
Uh-huh.
They say don't go on Norton Mountain. If you're Melania looking for a hike, Jesus.
Yeah, well, it goes on like that.
All right, kill it, will you? That's very disrespectful.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I am trying to be current. Okay? I'm just saying it, Mr. Henry. I do try to be current.
Well, that's nice, Chris. That's great. But you know what? You're going to have some problems. First of all, I think the president is not going to appreciate having his wife portrayed that way. Secondly, probably the first lady won't like it. Thirdly, I doubt, given the past record of your films, I doubt if anybody is going to be interested.
Man, that hurts, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, did anybody go see Mars Sex Express?
What?
Did anybody see Mars Sex Express?
Mars Sex Express is not even... God, it shows you what you know, man. Mars Sex Express has not even been released.
Well, when's that turd going to come out?
God damn.
Well, I mean, you've been talking about it.
I've got five different films in production. I got Mars Sex Express, and I got Norton Mountain. They say don't go up the Norton Mountain.
Yeah, and you're talking about Melania Trump taking a hike up Norton Mountain.
Yeah, because when she gets to the top, I say the signature phrase, which is, you're here to climb it, right? And she goes, and that's when she starts in with, who? How do you do that?
She starts in with, who? Is that it?
Yeah, and so... When you say, you know, if you're here to climb, right there, like, are you here to climb it?
They say,
what a pig.
What are you talking about, man?
Thanks a lot, Chris. We're looking forward to seeing Norton Mountain.
Yeah, Norton Mountain, but Mars says...
Norton Mountain and Mars Sex Express, look for those at a theater near you, not.
If those movies come out, then my name is Clifton Clowers, and I've got, shit. Dave Clifton Clowers, and you got a daughter named Melania Trump.
All right,
anyway, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mercifully, we're done with this turd. Jesus. World-famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray.
So what? Yeah!
Oh, direct hit.